WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In 1995, Woody Guthrie's daughter Nora approached the British folk singer-songwriter Billy Bragg with a collection of lyrics her father had written but never set to music. Bragg asked the American band Wilco to help him compose melodies and record a batch of these previously unheard Guthrie songs. The result is Mermaid Avenue. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Last night or night before that, I won't say which night, a seaman friend of mine, I'll not say which seaman, walked up to a big old building, I won't say which building, and would not have walked up the stairs, not to say which stairs, if they had not been two girls, leaving out the name of two girls. I recall a door.
Billy Bragg has said in interviews that when Nora Guthrie came to him with her father's lyrics and asked him to write music for them, he immediately said, "That's Bob Dylan's job, not mine." You can understand what he meant. As Guthrie's greatest disciple, Dylan might have more authority to do this task, but the force of Dylan's personality might also have obliterated Guthrie's words in a way that Billy Bragg's never does. And Bragg, as a thoughtful, politically minded folkie in the Guthrie tradition, had the right instinct in enlisting an American band like Wilco, which regularly mixes rock, folk, and country in its own compositions. Together, they've come up with music that showcases Guthrie's words without being intimidated or modest or too laid back.
Let's have Christ our president. Let us have him for our king. Cast your vote for the carpenter that you call a Nazarene. The only way they can ever
That's Wilco's Jeff Tweedy singing Woody Guthrie's genially irreligious anti-government novelty tune, Christ for President. The song has its serious socialist points to make and forces a neat comparison between corrupt politicians and the biblical money changers whose tables Jesus overturned. One of the surprises on this collection is how open Guthrie was to all sorts of music. In the margin to the words of one song, Guthrie scrawled the comment, "Supersonic Boogie." That's certainly what another tune here, Hoodoo Voodoo, sounds like. Bragg points out that despite his Dust Bowl oaky image, Woody Guthrie spent the last half of his life on the East Coast, in New York no less. Mermaid Avenue is the name of the street in Brooklyn where he lived. And much of the music here has a worldly, citified liveliness.
I guess I planted some long-awaited seed of a song went down inside me long ago. Song, it don't compare with all your big ones you hear everywhere. But when it dawns, way in the back of your mind, the big ones are made up of the little kind.
This collection does everyone proud. It gives Bragg a platform to connect with an audience beyond his cult. It gives Wilco a shot of energy for a band that can slacken into lassitude. Most of all, it gives us a more complete picture of Woody Guthrie, as fiercely romantic as he was political, as likely to write a musical mash note to Ingrid Bergman as to call for the smashing of the capitalist state.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Mermaid Avenue by Billy Bragg and Wilco.